Assalamu alaikum and a very good afternoon. My name is Anis Alfa.
And my name is Farah Diana.
And we will be your host for today's episode of WISE, the podcast, where we will discuss about the involvement of women in STEM.
So, it has been a week since the first episode, which is the premiere episode of the WISE podcast. If you miss it, you could always head over to our Spotify at WISE, Women in STEM, and subscribe so you can listen and be notified of our upcoming episodes.
Yep. Also, remember last week when we mentioned about the competition we organized for you guys? Mm-hmm. All right. So you can go head over to our Instagram at WISEUTP to see the terms, rules, and conditions. So again, simply put, just go to our IG page at WISEUTP to see the terms and conditions to enter that competition. So, the competition will start today and it will end on the last educational episode of WISE, which is the mathematics episode. Mm-hmm. So, make sure you guys join that competition because the winners, the top three winners to be exact, will win cash prizes.
Wow.
All right.
So, episode two. Can you believe that, Alpha?
Yeah, it's been a minute. But we are so excited because of the freshness and oomph of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we do have a very exciting episode prepared for you today. So Alpha, what do we have in store for our listeners?
Today we have finally invited our first female guest speaker.
Woo-hoo! Yes. Wow. That means we are going to have our very first segment, which is the WISE Thoughts. Well, no offense to Aki, he's not a female.
Yep. And since today's episode is science-themed, our guest speaker has had a lot of years of experience in the science area, and we have discussed in the interview earlier about the diversity in STEM careers. Mm-hmm. So we are going to play a short tape after this, so stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think our listeners deserve a few spoilers regarding our guest speaker today. So, our beloved guest speaker is a secondary school chemistry teacher, but she is not your usual chemistry teacher. She is actually a very famous chemistry teacher, and she is of the Chinese ethnicity. She is very beloved by her students, and I think if you are in the secondary school, you might know who she is.
Whoa. Before you spoil too much, let's just roll the tape, shall we?
I'm sorry about that. We present to you, ladies, our very first WISE interview.
Roll the tape! Yeah. Hello and a very good afternoon to all our young listeners. On today's episode of WISE, as promised, we have brought a very extra special guest woman speaker from the STEM field. All right, so today's theme is science. And we are going to discuss about the diversity in STEM careers. All right, so Farah, who is our special guest speaker?
Well, Alpha, we are currently looking at her right now. Our guest is on the screen. And although our listeners could not see, but she is live with us right now today.
Yes.
Ladies, I present to you the spectacular, amazing, and talented Mrs. Lisa M.
Yay! Hello!
Welcome to the show!
Hi,
Miss Lee, how are you?
Hi. Yeah, fine, thank you. Hi, Alpha and Farah. Nice meeting you. We are on air now.
So first and foremost, I would like to say a big thank you for coming to join us today and letting us interview you. It is such an honor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I believe that you are such an inspiring icon for many young women and also to our listeners.
Yes, that's true. Also, I think our listeners will look forward to what we will be sharing with us today. So if you guys do not know who Mrs. Lisa Im is, her name is Lisa Im. Actually, just now, we had a chance to call her Dr. Lisa Im.
Congratulations, Doctor.
Thank you.
And she's 56 years old. And she's actually born in Penang, but she lives in Kedah. Mm. She is also a renowned chemistry teacher from Seri Bintang Utara Secondary High School, which is in Kuala Lumpur, where we are right now, Alpha.
Yeah.
And she has a bachelor's degree in science education from Malaysia's Science University in USM. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Last but not least, she's also a wife and a mother of four. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's enough about her personal life. But what I'm really intrigued to tell you guys and what I truly admire about her is her achievements.
Yes.
Now, Dr. Lee has won so many awards. It's overwhelming.
Yes,
like,
so
it's
much.
Astronomical. So some of her famous achievements include the National Iconic Teacher Award in 2014, the first placed best science teacher in Southeast Asia in 2016, the International STEM Icon in 2017, the Edufluencer Award from the Ministry of Education in 2019, and the Global Teacher Award in New Delhi in 2019. And
amazing.
That is not all. The list goes on and on and on. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Miss Lee, you must be so passionate about your career.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not a global teacher. Yeah.
All right. So, Mrs. Lee, we are going to start off the interview right now with some questions regarding your career.
Yeah.
And then we're going to proceed with questions regarding our topic today, which is diversity in STEM. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So first off, Mrs. Lee, why did you decide to pursue a career in science?
Sorry?
Okay.
I didn't hear clearly.
No, no, it's okay. I will repeat the question. Why did you decide to pursue a career in science?
Oh, okay. So, this long story. Yeah, actually, I started my teaching life in 1989.
Wow.
1989. Yeah, I believe. You're not here yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So, 1989. So why I want to become a science teacher, or why I want to become a teacher? It's actually. Myself is inspired from my mother.
Wow.
Okay.
Although, yeah, my mother only went to school for 3 months.
Oh.
Only 3 months.
Oh.
But she can be a good doctor.
Mm.
Yeah. A good accountant, and she can be a good counselor. Why I say she can be a good accountant, a counselor, and doctor? Because many of my uncles, aunties, and also my neighbor, if they have like their children, their kids have problem, sick, they will come and ask help from my mother. So my mother will like share her traditional way to help them.
Wow.
And also she's very good in keep financial, my family financials.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes. And then most of her brothers, when they have like family problem or some other problem, they will come and see my mother, ask my mother's advice. So I will say my mother is a good counselor.
Wow.
So when I was young, I see this, wow, my mother is, I'm so proud with my mother. Although she only went to school for 3 months, she can contribute a lot to her family and the friends as well. So I think that, okay, I have a dream. So I want to study well so that I can be a teacher. Then I can share whatever I learned to my people around me, my community and my country.
Aww.
Yeah, these are the first people I inspire. After that, when I was in standard five, I got a new science teacher in my school. She's Miss Lim. So I very, very admire her. She really taught the science from her heart. So do a lot of activity and then a lot of real activity. So actually I learned from her as well. So that's why I say I want to study science, because I believe that the scientists can invent so many things. So I also try to be a good science teacher. Yeah. That's start my career. That's why I start my career. Lah. That was in 1989. I was posted, the first posting to Sandakan Sabah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about STEM for a moment. So since you have won an award for your involvement in STEM, Can you tell us when you started to actively participate in STEM? Was it in 1989?
Okay, actually, I would like to say I don't have any year that I start doing STEM. Uh-huh. Actually, I can say that I'm continuously doing STEM.
Yeah.
Just last time, we don't have so-called STEM. So we do, actually we are doing STEM, but we didn't establish that as a STEM. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually I can say that I continuously doing the STEM. For example, when I posted to Sandakan, okay, go back to my first posting again. When I posted to Sandakan, my school, we don't have our building. So my school building is just attached to the primary school. So the school, we only have three block, the longhouse block, okay? And I don't have science lab. I don't have lab assistant. So all my lab apparatus, material, everything was chucked at one corner. So it depends lah. If I want to do the experiment, then I go and dig. I act as a lab assistant. I go and open the box and unbox it, take out the apparatus and the chemicals. And I bring in a bag, okay? And then I walk to the class. Then I will start doing a simple experiment in class. So meaning that I already passionate about STEM that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So because I think that I cannot take the reason, say, oh, my school no science lab. I don't have any lab assistant. So why I must go and take my trouble to do the experiment? But I still do conduct the experiment. To a simple experiment lah. At least my student, they can see what we say, the changes in the chemicals or any daily life activity. Yeah.
Oh, that's so inspiring.
Yeah. Because you try to work it out even though you did not have the facility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so actually last time when I was teaching, I'm teaching chemistry lah, okay? Chemistry, so I would like sometimes I will have like, I will ask my student to do some simple science shows, you know, to appreciate them as a young scientist or young chemist. And sometimes I'll give them project. Okay. Last time we don't have internet. So, but they go back to the encyclopedias to study and then they come back to the class, do simple presentation, use the Mazum paper. Last time we don't have the LCD. Right, we use Mazum paper. Then it's good enough, I'd say. Mm-hmm. That's a starting point to engage the student in the science STEM. Yeah. And then want to so-called STEM, I think is really started at year 2009. Yeah, that time I'm not a Guru Cemerlang yet. I'm not an excellent teacher, but I'm the Guru Kanan, the science math head of panels. Okay, the health department, sorry.
Okay.
So that time, I saw a letter about the science and maths competition. So that is the first time. So I took my trouble, I go and train my student, and then I brought them to attend the competition. You know what we get or not?
Why, you want to hear? What?
Okay, it's really unexpected. My team won the first place.
Wow.
And we got 1,000 ringgit. Yeah. So that was my first time. Yeah, bringing student and we won the prize, first prize, and then we get 1,000 ringgit. Yeah. So after that, when I come back to school, I say, wow, a lot of talents in my school. My student, they have a lot of talents, but we didn't shine them. We didn't engage them to all this field. All the while, we are just coping in the school. You must study hard so that your SPM will get a very good grading. So after that, I changed. I say the grading is important for children, but some other like soft skills, they need to have the soft skill. So I see them when they participate in the competition. So they have to pass by a lot of challenge at the stage. So I can see they can work together. They can communicate, they can collaborate, and they can think how to solve the problem. That's important.
Oh, yeah. That is important, right. Yeah.
It's what you learn, not what you get, your grades, right?
Yes. Yes, yes. All right. And then after that, the following year, the 2010, another achievement. So my students, some of them won the robotics competition, the solar car, and we even my student even won the young scientist challenge for state level.
Wow!
And then they champion in the state level, and then if champion mean they can go for the national level. That time is the national level will be at police. But unfortunately, that time, just now only I think back, 2010, the world having the disease pandemic problem, the H1N1.
Yeah,
that time. So there are three of them. Mm-hmm. One of them, the parents didn't allow because of this H1N1 problem. So we have to replace another participant. But then never mind, my students still went through the competition, but they didn't want any prize. But no problem for me. It's just an exposure to my student.
All right. So, Mrs. Lee, I know you have so many awards. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have a room full of trophies. So, I need to know, and I think our listeners would like to know as well, what is your secret to a consistent success?
My secret. It's not really secrets lah. It's like just like what my what I have my best practices lah. For example, like I always think that some people they might see when face problem they'll get excuse with, because of this problem then I cannot do this because of maybe we say because of the COVID-19. So the school stopped already. So I cannot go to school and teach my students. So I just keep quiet at home. So I'm not that person. So I always say that when you see a problem or you see a challenge, take that problem, a problem or the challenge as an opportunity.
Wow.
So when you think there is opportunity, then you'll start do your planning. Start prepare yourself. Maybe, okay, like for example, during this COVID-19, the PKP, I'm not good in online teaching. So I take my trouble, go and learn how to use a Zoom, the Google Meet, so that I can continue my class. Because as we know, like chemistry is a STEM subject. It's not that you can just learn in one day or in 1 hour, you can master everything. So it need continuous effort and the process learning.
Yeah.
So I take my trouble, I say this is a problem, but I know this problem will give me opportunity. So I learn. After I learn, I can conduct my class and also I can share to my student. So that my student also learn from me how to use a Zoom. They can then after that I design my lesson, have the project, have a problem-based learning. Then they have to discuss among their friend, right? After they discuss with a friend, and then they need to do the presentation. When they want to do the presentation, they need the digital skills. So as we know, technology digital is also part of the STEM. After that, they learn a lot of digital things. Yes.
Wow. That's really amazing.
Yeah, that's
great.
Inspiring.
Okay, so now we are going to move on to the much tougher questions, but don't worry, I'm sure that Dr. Lee will have no problem in answering these. All right. So first, we do want to tell our listeners that we are going to discuss with Dr. Lee about the diversity in STEM careers. So since this is our topic for today's episode, I hope our listeners will take note in case they themselves want to pursue a career such as Dr. Lee in their futures.
Yes.
All right. So we all know that gender gap can be a problem in careers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And research says that subjects like mathematics and science are constantly perceived as male domains.
Yes.
Even though I believe myself nowadays, we have a much more fairer number of females working in STEM.
True.
But we want to know your opinion, Dr. Lee. What do you think, does the number of males still overpower the number of females in science?
Okay, that's a good question. Yeah, to me, okay, let's talk about women first. Yes, okay, sorry. To me, this is my opinion. Maybe it's correct, maybe it's not correct. Sorry. To me, the women, we are like more careful. We want the job be perfect. Yeah. That's why we take a lot of time. We want a lot of accessory, you know. But men, they're just very simple. They just want to do it, they just do it. They don't care whether it's a cantik or not. They just do it. But ladies, we want perfect. We want this thing move slowly, we plan one by one. Yes. And that's the difference between the man and the lady. Mm-hmm. And then beside that, might be the tradition. For example, yeah, like follow our father or our grandfather or our mother. We always believe that only men can be engineer. The men will become the what you call that, computer people, expert, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why the women say, yeah, as like some people just accept it. Mm. So I think that is a wrong concept lah. Maybe we can change it. Yeah. And then beside that, globally, yeah, women are underrepresented in STEM. True. So according to UNESCO, yeah, this is a statistic, 29% of those in science research and development are women. Mm. Okay? So 29%. With a low 19% in South and also the West Asia, but a high percentage, about 48% in Central Asia. So that's a statistic by the UNESCO. So with that, I think we should increase or encourage the female, the ladies, the young girls to participate in the STEM activity, or they should go to the science stream, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then beside that, I think most of we don't know about this, because in Malaysia, we talk about, don't talk so far, we just look Malaysia. At our country, the Malaysia. Okay, actually Malaysia, we has a national woman policy.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we have a woman policy. The Malaysian woman policy, or the short form is MWP.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's actually established nearly about 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I think not many people know about this. Mm-hmm. Okay? And revised in 2009. Yeah? So this policy, the aim is to develop women in human capital and also to empower women to be competent, resilient, knowledgeable, creative, and also innovative, while the demonstrating the moral values. So meaning that our country, our lovely country Malaysia, is actually protect the woman, yeah, mm-hmm. and encourage women to join the STEM as well. Okay, and I think I would like to give some example, not myself only. I know that I very keen to empower or to what you call that, to encourage the student or English student in the STEM. But in Malaysia, for example, our lovely Professor Datuk Dr. Noraini Idris, the chairman of National STEM Movement, she's a very, very passionate in STEM in our Malaysia. So I also learned from her actually. Yeah. Inspired by her also. Okay. And beside her, another person that we should talk about them in the STEM will be the fellow Professor Datuk Dr. Halimatun Hamdan. Yeah. I first to know her is when I got the opportunity. I cannot remember what year already. I think somewhere about 2010 or 2011. I attended a conference about nanotechnology. Yeah, nanotechnology is also part of the STEM.
Yeah.
So many of our students didn't know about nanotechnology.
Mm.
Yeah. But then now the new syllabus, not the new syllabus, the KSSM, the Chemistry Form 4, already we put in a little bit of nanotechnology. Yeah. Oh. For example, let's say the printer. Uh-huh. Okay? The printer, we use the ink one, right? Ink means liquid.
Mm-hmm,
but why we just click print, we send a document to print. Mm-hmm. When they come out, why it can dry it very fast? Mm-hmm. That is because the nanotechnology, the particle, the ink particles is nano, means very, very small.
Yeah.
So the can dry faster.
Oh.
And then recently I found out we have a doctor, yeah, Dr. Chan Yok Fan. Yeah, Dr. Chan Yok Fan from University of Malaysia. I'm very proud of her. She won a prize, an Asian US Science Prize for Women 2020. Ooh. This year only. Yeah, oh, Dr. Chan. 20. Dr. Chan from Medical Microbiology University Malaysia. Yeah. University Malaya, sorry, not Malaysia. Okay. Yeah. So actually Malaysia, we have many female or many ladies are very excellent in STEM. So I hope all these people, this expert, can inspire our young student or young female students.
Yeah.
Wow.
To engage them lah, so that many people will come and join the STEM. Okay? Yeah, the male and female.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Wow, yeah. Alpha. I think we learned a lot from Dr. Lee.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, amazing. God. So many. So you have your own inspirations, of course.
Yes.
So Alpha was talking about diversity in gender, but Dr. Lee, what about diversity in race and ethnicity in STEM? Mm. Is that a thing? I mean, of course it's a thing, but what is it like in STEM?
Okay, the ethnic, I don't see it very, very obvious. Mm. Yeah, not so obvious to me. Yeah, I think if our government, the schools, the parents will play a very important role. So parents can also encourage their children to join STEM. Some parents maybe will say, "Aiya, don't go and study medical lah. To study, you need 5 years and then your salary very little only." So what will happen if one day all the Malaysian scared to be a doctor, and then we don't have doctor.
We have to
import the doctor from outside. That's so sad to me. So I think the ethnic not so obvious lah. I think every ethnic also they have their people good in STEM as well.
All right. So this is probably a dull question, but Dr. Lee, we want to ask you, do you ever regret taking your career in science?
Okay, I strongly and loudly say no.
Wow.
But that was expected, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I never regret to be a teacher or be a science teacher. That's why in the beginning I say I continuously. Okay, I try to do a lot of things so that it can either inspire my student, engage my student, and at the same time, the teacher beside me also get inspired.
Yeah.
That is important. So the educator inspire the educator. Yeah, it's like 2 power of 2 is 4. 4 power of 2
will
get many and many.
Wow.
So our community, the STEM community, will grow very macro. Yeah.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is the last and final question. So Dr. Lee, what is your advice to our young female listeners that would like to pursue a career just like you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a very tough and good question for me. Okay, before that, I would like to mention about my contribution in STEM first.
Okay,
for example, of course, I'm a teacher. I can say I successfully train many of my students, they are in either in doctor, pharmacies, or maybe engineer, or maybe expert in computer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then for myself, as just now you say, I got 4 children, I got four sons. Okay, so I already contribute to Malaysia. I contribute 75%. I got 4 sons, three of them in science, in a STEM career. One of them is doctor.
Doctor.
One of them is my eldest is doctor. My second one is engineer. My youngest now studying computer. So in future might be it also become the computer expert. Yeah, yeah. So besides, I contribute to my student, my family also. I make sure that they join STEM. So what I want to give my advice to the young females, maybe our participant or listener, or maybe the students, will be number one. What you should do is trust yourself. If you can't trust yourself, nobody can trust you.
Yes, yeah. That is very true. Important.
You must trust that I can do it. I can. You must say many times, I can.
I can.
You say, I cannot lah. Sure, definitely you cannot do it. That is for me. Number one. Number two, very simple. Do not give up quickly. Just one try, cannot lah. Give up already. So remember, do not give up quickly and do not too dependent to others. Okay? Meaning that we try to learn how to work on our own. But not only always on our own. Sometimes we maybe do in team. And sometimes we do with our community. From own, from a team, from a community, then you can learn a lot from them. Yeah. Okay. And then beside that, very, very important is when you want, when you involve a lot of things. So it will involve a very, very important factor that's called management.
Management.
So the management is very important. So management in what way? So I would say management in terms of our own, ourselves. Okay, beside that, the very important is the time. You must manage your time perfectly. For example, let's say like me today. In the morning from the 6:15, I start driving my car to school. Okay, I have to work until 2 o'clock. 2:30 lah, let's say 2:30. And then I have appointment at 4 o'clock. Okay? I have appointment at 4 o'clock. So I have to plan my time. So from what time I must leave my school so that I can reach home before 4 o'clock.
Yes.
That's the thing that I need to manage my time.
Yeah.
And beside that, many people say, you involve a lot of outside activity. Then how about your school work? I say, I never left behind my school work. I never left behind my student. So although I involve outside a lot of activity, my first priority will be my official work. My student will be my first priority. I will settle all my lesson plan, my teachings, you know, plan for them. Then only the extra time, I will do my other activity. So and then the other one will be, so make sure that you do your planning well. Because the time, I say the time, the financial is, the money is very important. So we always tell my student, do it first time right. First time do must right. You don't do many times, must still mistake. So you waste a lot of time and energy. And lastly, I would say, do what you love, love what you do.
We always hear this.
Yes. If you do something like, without love, like because you are forced to do it, I don't think you cannot do it very, very well.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
That's amazing. Dr. Lee, I love how you said you put your students before. And I think that's really good thing.
Yes.
That was fantastic advice, Dr. Lee. I'm sure our listeners can gain something from that discussion. And I want to say thank you so much for joining our interview session today. We really, really appreciate it. I think you were very helpful.
I would like to show you this.
Oh my God. Oh, wait, what's that?
This is my, oh, I cannot see.
Oh, the teacher award. We mentioned this earlier. Wow.
Yeah, this is my Global Teacher Award 2019.
Yeah.
It's transparent. So this is also STEM, transparent.
Yeah.
So you put a white paper, you can see it, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. You earned that in your
Right? Yes.
Oh, amazing.
That's amazing.
Have you been to New Delhi?
No.
Oh my God, me too. That's amazing. All right.
So, and I wish you people become the young generation. So I will pass the baton to two of you, Alpha and Farah.
It's a huge responsibility.
Yeah, I feel honored. Thank you. Honored.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I hope you will always be an icon and inspiration in the STEM world. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. So I hope we can meet again in the future, because I would really want to.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And before we officially end this interview, can we take a picture to commemorate our amazing moments?
Okay.
If we could just pose on the screen, yeah.
So okay, we're going to take a screenshot.
Okay.
All right. Come on.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Lee Soim, for being a part of our show. We hope our dear listeners enjoyed that short but very informational segment with Mrs. Lee Soim. Again, thank you so much. Mm-mm. Do you have any last words do you want to say, Doctor?
Another quote that I always talk to my student, or when my students saw me, they know what to say. They will say what I always say. Betulkan yang biasa, biasakan yang betul.
Yeah.
This is also something common.
Yeah.
We should believe in that. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. So inspiring.
Yeah. It was so fun. Yes. I enjoyed
it so
a lot.
Much.
All right. Okay.
That's it. Yeah. I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
That was such an inspiration. She is amazing.
That was my very first interview, but I had the time of my life.
It was incredible.
She is super knowledgeable in science, and I know you can feel how passionate she was. And that's going to do it for today's episode of WISE.
Oh, I hope you guys stay till the end, because if you guys did, we would like to say a big thank you for your support.
Thank you to our very first guest speaker, Dr. Lee Soim, for joining us on today's episode. And thank you so much to the WISE podcast crew for making this episode possible.
All right, so make sure you stay tuned to our next episode of Why Is The Podcast, where we upload every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on our Spotify. And thank you again so much for supporting us. Remember, women can do miracles too.
So stay tuned to the end of the episode to know how you can contact us. That is all from me, Farah Diana.
And me, Anis Alfa.
Assalamualaikum and goodbye.
Hi, my name is Rubina and I'm from the financial team of WISE. We hope you enjoyed the second episode of WISE, because we have a lot more in store just for the young listeners. If you want to listen to more episodes, head over to our Spotify account at WISE_Women in STEM and stream our weekly podcast, where we update every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Or if you are an Apple user, download the Apple Podcast app and give us a listen at WISE. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. To reach out to us or watch exclusive behind-the-scenes content, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and other social medias at WISEUTP. We would love to hear your feedback. That's all from us. Thank you, and see you on the next episode of WISE. Bye!